right. Well, good morning, everyone. We are in the studio a little early this week because Mikey and I are heading out on some vacations, hoping that we might go hit little Omaha because we are so excited for the UVA baseball team. But I am even more excited because I have special guests in the studio today. We have Christy Sheffield and Rebecca Bell Norton, and they are the co-chairs of the Pink Ribbon Polo Classic. Welcome, ladies. Thank you so much for being here today. And we're just going to, I want to just invite you guys in because I want to get a little bit more information about this. I know a little bit about the Pink Ribbon Polo Classic, but I know that you guys know a lot about it. So if you want to just give me a little, it's coming up, go ahead. And Christy, why don't you tell me a little bit about the event and when it's coming up and what's happening.
Well, we are so excited because it is coming up this weekend. It is Father's Day Sunday, which is June 19th, out at King Family Vineyards in Crozet, Virginia. It's a beautiful setting in the mountains, just gorgeous. It's a wonderful family event. People are coming in and just enjoying a beautiful Sunday afternoon with their families and watching a great polo match.
Yeah, when I moved to Charlottesville, I didn't really know anything about polo, and who knew that people were going to be playing polo like practically in my backyard, right out in Crozet. I think what an amazing opportunity to do this, and I know they do this on Sundays throughout the summer, but this is a really special event because it's a fundraiser. So is that right?
We're supporting two local charities this year, the UVA Emily Couric Clinical Cancer Center and the Virginia Breast Cancer Foundation, which will be opening an office here in Charlottesville this year.
That's fabulous. So tell, give us a little. Well, first of all, people can buy tickets online. Is that right?
Online.
Give us that website.
Through our website, www.pinkribbonpolo.com.
That's easy.
There's a link for online tickets, or they can purchase them in person at the winery.
The winery, great. And it looks like the weather is going to be absolutely fabulous for it. And this is what a great way to really have a family thing going on Father's Day. I know that, you know, sometimes we sit around and we think, it's Father's Day, we got to do something special, but what are we going to do? What a great place to do this. So tell us a little bit about how the day works out. Do people need to have tents or tents already up? Give us some, because I know that it's not the same as the regular kind of Sunday tailgating kind of polo match. It's a little bit different, this one is.
It is a little bit different. As Rebecca mentioned, tickets are available online in advance, $20, or you can purchase them at the gate the day of for $25. And the gates open at 11 o'clock, and the polo match starts at 1:30. And everyone is welcome to bring their own picnic lunches and bring a blanket and chairs to set out. The difference this time is that in order to have a tent, you have to purchase it in advance. There's no bringing your own tent in this Sunday. That's right. How it's a little bit different. But we are also working with Greenwood Gourmet, which is right up the street and has delicious food. And so you can pick up box lunches or a catered meal for the day, and they do a fabulous job.
Oh, I love Greenwood Gourmet. So good. So yeah. I think you got me right there. If it wasn't for so many other reasons, that is fabulous. So.
And we also have umbrella tables for sale online, which is a great way to get a couple of friends together and have some shade and enjoy the view from your own private little table. And then we also have online available some tables under a tent, which is part of our goal sponsorship. So if you want to be under a tent, there are opportunities there.
Great. So there's so many different opportunities, and you just can't be being able to do something so fun like this. Get everybody out there for Father's Day. Celebrate Dad, celebrate Charlottesville, and all for a great cause. So I'm just so excited about this event. I know it's been, how many years has it been going on? This is the
seventh annual.
So that's a kind of a testament to how important it is. I mean, we all know that learning more about awareness and fighting against breast cancer is important, and I think it's just so great that the King family and everybody comes together to do that. I was just out at King family yesterday having doing a little wine tasting, and you cannot beat the views that are there. You sit there and you look around, and during my time there, I was able to meet a couple people that work there that are part of the King family, and it's such a great family atmosphere, I think, also. Tell me about, there are two teams, it's just two teams playing against one another. And is it a King family team? Did I read it's King, it's like King versus Flo or something
King
like that?
King versus Flo, and David King will be playing.
All right.
A very dear friend of his, Mr. Paul Hobby, will be flying up from Houston to play that day. But the rest of the players are all little local celebrities in the polo world.
That's fabulous. And you know, when you go out, I will say that when we moved to Charlottesville, I didn't know that there would be so many people playing polo, you know, and you get out there. It's a pretty, you know, pretty wild and crazy sport. It's, I mean, we were kind of joking around about it yesterday. To have to concentrate to keep yourself on a horse in the first place, let alone try to think about playing a game at the same time. So I think it's just a fabulous event. And is there anything else you want to share with us about the day?
Well, one of our raffle packages is a polo lesson with David King.
Wow.
So if you've been thinking, you'd like to know if this is a sport you want to pick up, we're offering, it's a two-hour lesson with a glass of King family wine afterwards.
That sounds great. And so, okay, raffles. Are there several? Is it a big raffle? There's several, by raffle tickets? How does that work?
It's raffle tickets that will be sold by our own Pink Pony Girls.
Yay.
We have a group of young ladies, 13 and under, that will sell tickets that day. Most of our raffles this year are experiences. Besides the polo experience with David King, we're offering a cooking lesson with Craig Hartman for a group of six, followed by a four-course lunch and sangria. We're offering a golf experience, which is golf lesson with Eric McGraw, the pro at Keswick Hall.
Yes.
Followed by a round of four of golf, and that also includes tickets to the Green Bar Classic later this month.
Wow.
Then our other two raffle items are, we're offering raffling off a tent for next year.
Great.
So, you know, for $5, you could have your own tent
at next year's
Pink Ribbon Polo Classic, and that will come with some souvenirs, T-shirts, glasses from this year's event. And then finally, our committee every year puts together a picnic basket full of wine that we've donated. So it's a great way to go out of there with a new picnic basket and several fabulous King vintages.
Yeah, that's incredible. I think experiences, that's the kind of stuff that you can't put that together on your own. That's what's so special. I mean, you could, but it would take a lot of work. And actually, most of these things are things that you just couldn't do unless you won something like this. And Craig Hartman, he comes in here and he does a podcast, and he is just just to have spent some time with him. He's so much fun. I think you can beat that. So what a great opportunity. Well, I want to thank you. Is there anything else you guys, did I miss anything? Anything you want to give the website one more time, the date, the time?
Sure. The other thing that's really exciting this year is that we're so happy to welcome back Rita Mae Brown as one of our announcers. As many of you may know, she is an amazing author and has won many awards for her work. And she is also an amazing polo player. And she is, it's in a very exciting game. And to hear her commentary is just fabulous. And joining her this year is going to be Michael Waring, who is also an announcer, and he travels all over the world. He is an adventure seeker and puts together trips. He's been to every continent and puts these packages together for his clients. So he'll also have some amazing insight on the game. So they'll both keep it very exciting. And so we do hope that everyone comes out and joins us this Sunday, June 19th at 1:30 for the match. Gates open at 11. And if you want more information, visit our website, www.pinkribbonpolo.com.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
It's now time for the Weekend Buzz and your Susie Scoop.
Already talking about Sunday, we're going to backtrack a little bit now. We know Sunday, great place to be, the Pink Polo Classic. So excited. It really is a great family event, a great community event. But there are so many other things going on in Charlottesville, of course. So we're going to kick back to Thursday. And this is another, actually, an event that's been going on for quite a while. It's called the All Comers Summer Track Meets. And this is the Charlottesville Track Club's race series. And don't let it intimidate you. You don't have to be like the super racer to go out and do this. They basically do these track meets on June 16th, June 23rd, and July 7th. They start, get there a little bit early. Races start at 6:30. And they're really just trying to get people out, people of all abilities, to, you know, get their fitness going and run different races. There's from the 100 meters all the way up to the 5,000 meters, and it's people at all different levels. There are actually kid and family races too. There's a sibling relay. There's events for kids, a parent-child relay. Just super fun. And there's the longest distance being the 2-mile race. And it really is, one of the things I like to focus on, as Susie said, is can we find things that are free or are really inexpensive to do? Because that's, you know, for all of us, that's sometimes the issue. I want to do these things, but can I afford to do it? Well, this is great. This is an athletic event. You're getting your kids out there moving, getting yourself out there moving. You don't have to have kids. But for non-members of the track club, $2. Can't be $2. And if you want to join the track club, it's only $1. So that is happening on Thursday, 6:30, and that happens at the Charlottesville High School track. And again, just great group of people out there having fun with a sport that they love. And opening on Thursday night is Art, a comedy at the Play On Theater. This runs, opens on June 16th, runs through July 3rd, and tickets are only from $11 to $15. Again, going back to really affordable fun. And this is a really funny play. It's about a piece of artwork that is painted white. And again, the Play On Theater, if you haven't been there, this is a really interesting place to see a play, and just great actors and a lot of fun. And if you want tickets for that or more information about what they have coming up in the fall, because they did just announce their fall season, check them out at www.playontheater.org. They are a nonprofit, and they're always looking for volunteers, too. So heading on to Friday, lots of big events going on right this weekend. So hard to choose where you want to be. Camp Out East is going on, and this is at the Misty Mountain Campground out in Crozet. And this is a weekend-long festival on the 17th and 18th, and it is full of amazing music. Headliners are Cracker, Sons of Bill, and it's just going to be really fun. There's going to be food and music and art, and it's actually very family-friendly. This is not just a big rock concert. I mean, it's going to be some great names. Sons of Bill, so much fun. And so you can head out there. You can get those tickets for that. Get them ahead of time if you want at campouteast.com. The reason this is called Camp Out East is there's something similar out on the West Coast called Camp Out West. And if you are on Twitter and you want to be entertained, follow Camp Out East and Camp Out West. They go back and forth and banter, and they're hilarious. So just a little side for you right there if you want looking for something to laugh about. Another great thing, Friday. This is a summertime fun thing, family fun thing, movies in the park. Charlottesville City Parks does this every month through the summer for opening up this week with Despicable Me at Washington Park. So you get to swim for free from 5:30 to 7:30, and the movie starts at 8. Each month, they move the movies in the park to a different Charlottesville park. So coming up in July, it will be at Tonsler Park. That'll be the Karate Kid. August will be up at Mead Park, and you can swim at the Aquatic Center for free. And then September is Shrek Forever at Forest Hills Park. So the movies start at 8. If you want to get out there and swim at the Washington Park Pool, which is such a fun place to be, you can swim there for free from 5:30 to 7:30. So that's a great family thing. It's weather, hopefully not going to be quite as hot as it was, but it's summertime, people, so it's going to be beautiful. Then also on Friday at the Paramount Theater, John Darth is an amazing writer and musician, and he will preside over something very personal and noteworthy, his new original work, and it's going to be performed by members and alumni of the Youth Orchestra, and that is at Paramount. And so many good things going on there this weekend, actually. Wednesday, they've got they're starting their summer series, The Met in HD, which is basically an opportunity to watch and hear opera at this top level on their HD screen. And then during the summer, a lot of the Echelon Opera will have lectures before those shows. So that's just an amazing opportunity to learn about something that, you know, most of us probably didn't grow up knowing much about opera. I know I didn't. And so it's just, there it is right here in Charlottesville, and you can learn so much and see so much. So there's just, check out their website for that. And moving on to Saturday, again, one more thing. Hey, totally switching gears on the Paramount Theater. Saturday, Jaws, the movie Jaws, on their big screen at 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And it is, I don't know, I'm going to date myself by saying this, but back when we watched this when it came out when I was a kid, it was the scariest thing ever. Now compared to now, you know, movies have come a long way since then, still the scariest thing ever. So just an icon as far as movies go. So Jaws, that's at 4 and at 7 p.m. $6 to see that, $4 for you. So it's really hot out there. You can cool off at the Paramount Theater. Another great thing on Saturday, this comes up once a month, Cardinal Point Winery does Tins for Tunes. And this weekend, it's the Lost Souls. They are, quote-unquote, the original cowboy rock. So I'm not exactly sure what that means, but it sounds like fun. And you can pay to get in, but why would you do that when you could bring in some canned foods and get in for free and help out people in need? Speaking of wine, the Shenandoah Wine and Jazz Festival is going on at the Frontier Culture Museum this weekend. That is on Saturday. The price is $20. There's like 10 different wineries, and, you know, we do a lot of wine. I go to a lot of wine events. I really like the wine scene here. I think we're so blessed by that. And this is some different wineries because they're more of the, you know, over the other side of the mountain. So I think it'll be a really fun event, and there will be some great food there too. And one thing that I just learned here in the studio today, I'm so excited that I just found out that the Charlottesville Table Tennis Club is hosting a ping pong-a-thon. I mean, how I've never been to a ping pong-a-thon. How great is that? It's also a family fun fair, and it's going to benefit the Japanese Red Cross. So there'll be hands-on Japanese arts and crafts, improve your game a little bit if you're not a great ping-ponger. So that's going to be at Covenant Church right across from K-Tech. And if you want more information about that, you can go to sevillepong.org. You don't get opportunities like this everywhere, people. So I think we are really blessed by that. And last but not least, Sunday is Father's Day. So we talked about the Pink Polo Classic, great place to spend your Father's Day. Also, some of the other wineries that are having Father's Day specials. Keswick, Sugarleaf, Mount Fair have a lot of fun things going on. Dads get to taste for free, and you probably have some wine and cheese, things like that. And then also, you may not know this, but it is Elizabeth Monroe's 243rd birthday. I'm guessing she won't actually be at Ashlawn Highland this weekend, but I bet there will be somebody that looks like her. And you'll learn, this is kind of really fun because you learn more about the roles of women on the plantation and what life was like being a female, being Mrs. Monroe, not being the president, but being his better half. And there will be games, and you'll learn about colonial etiquette, a tour. You just get that. That's part of the regular admission, but it's a special thing going on there on Sunday. So a great way to take in a little bit of history, too. So I'm heading out to Texas, and so is Mike, and hopefully we will all be back, though, next week to give your Suzy Scoop. Have a great weekend, everyone. Again, if you didn't hear something that made you excited today, you can always check out the site at www.suzysaid.com/Charlottesville. The calendar is every day. I just looked at the calendar this morning, and I think that every day there are at least 10 things going on. Library's got tons of stuff that mostly is free, so get on there and get out there and enjoy it. Have a great weekend, everyone.